One of the critical survival mechanisms which Claudius Strahl has had throughout Argos is a certain sense of stability and security in terms of who we are. A certain sense of clarity, a continuity of Misora, a clarity of who we are. Despite our myriad of travelings, our wanderings, our gullus, our seeming instability and lack of security, at least in terms of the external circumstances, internally we've maintained a certain confidence, stability, security, which has allowed us to continue. And I want to understand that phenomenon better and trace it from an enigmatic pasuk in our parsha regarding really the first Jew who runs into exile. And that is Yaakov Avinu in the beginning of our parsha. Yaakov Avinu faces deep travail. His brother Esav seeks to kill him, and he flees for his life. And it is in that context that the Torah says, Vayifka b'makom. He encountered place. What exactly does that mean? So, of course, there are various commentaries and explanations from Chazal. One proposes Makom means Hashem. One of Hashem's names is Makom. So Vayifka b'makom means he encountered Hashem and he davened. He established the tefillah of Ma'ariv here. Another explanation suggests he encountered Makom means the special Makom, the Beis HaMikdash. He passed by Har HaMoriah, where the Beis HaMikdash would later be built. However, all of these explanations seem to fall short in terms of truly understanding the pasuk, because the pasuk could have said any of those. It could have said he davened Hashem. It could have said he encountered Har HaMoriah, but that's not what it says. It says he encountered place. The pasuk lay bare seems to be describing something even more fundamental. He encountered place. Something more fundamental, which then expresses itself in those Midrashic commentaries. He encountered Har HaMoriah, he encountered Hashem, and so forth. So what is this enigmatic description? Vayifka b'makom, he encountered place. What does that actually mean? It's mysterious, it's enchanting at the same time. Enchanting in its mystery. He encountered place. So the key is to understand what the word makom actually means. Etymologically speaking, the word makom is related to the word kiyam. Kiyam means maintaining oneself, existing, continuing to exist. Kiyam. A place is called a makom because a place provides kiyam, provides existence for that which lies within that place. Herein we have the notion of place as space. Something deep is connoted by that phrase, space, as in my space, safe space. Beyond simply place in a geographical sense, what space connotes is a sense of belonging, a sense of stability and security, my space. And that has become a very compelling subject when people feel bullied and threatened in various environments, professional or familial environments, and we speak of as finding a safe space. That's what a sense of makom is all about, a place which provides kiyam, a sense of maintaining oneself, a sense of stability, safe space. That is what I think makom actually means, which is why Hashem is called makom. In this context, Chazal tell us Hashem is called makom because he doesn't occupy the world. Rather, the world is contained by him. Ein ha'olam makomo elohu makomo shalolam. What are Chazal truly describing when they call him Mikomo Shalolam? They're not simply describing in a in a negative sense, that he is not occupying space, but they're in turn calling him the space of the world. What that means is he provides kiyum. He lovingly and tenderly maintains the world and gives all creatures and all inhabitants a sense of safety, security, stability, ability to be. And that is why when an individual is struggling and they turn to Hashem from a deep, difficult position, it is in that context that we call Hashem Makom. Whether in this story, Vayifka Ba'Makom, Yaakov on his way running into Galus, establishing the tefillah of Marav, the tefillah of nighttime, the tefillah of finding Hashem amidst darkness, it is in that context that he's finding Hashem as Makom, that secure space, he who provides a sense of security, or whether in the case of the Avel who we are trying to console, and we say, HaMakom Yenachim Eschem, we say Hashem as Makom should comfort you, should console you. Specifically described as Makom because the Avel, the mourner, feels no sense of security. Everything seems to be lost. Their very sense of being has been undermined by the loss of this loved one. Perhaps most acutely a parent who was the bedrock of one's existence. And losing that parent, now they have no sense of Makom. But they find succor and security only in Hashem, only in the true Makom. And hence how powerful the wording of the Baruch of Nechama, HaMakom Yenachim Eschem. Just as Yaakov in his insecurity, Vayifka Ba'Makom he davens, and by extension in other Galus stories, there is a focus on Makom. For example, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, when we are talking about the Jewish people's survival of Galus Mitzrayim, you will now appreciate why the depiction of Hashem as Makom frequently pops up in the Haggadah. Whether in Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, in that passage in the beginning of the Haggadah, or whether in a passage towards the end of the Maggid, Kama Malos Tovus LaMakom Aleinu, Hashem is called Makom in the Yetzias Mitzrayim story, when we are talking about the way he allowed the Jewish people to survive, compromising circumstances, harsh, hostile circumstances, the circumstances of Galus. I believe this echoes to that this first Galus story, the story of Yaakov, Vayifka Ba'Makom, when Yaakov is seeking a sense of Makom. Developing this one step deeper, I would suggest, as Yaakov is running into Galus and seemingly losing all sense of Makom, quite literally, his place, his home, what has been his comfort zone, his cocoon of security until now, he's totally losing. He's exiled. So he's lost his physical makom. But Yaakov is establishing this ability, which a Jew has, to find a makom which transcends physical makom. That as much as geographically we might be in Galus, and we might be Chalila losing our home, we are facing circumstances in which all physical security blankets seem to be tugged away from us. But deep down on a neshama level, on a soul level, a Jew has the sense of makom, space, a sense of security, a sense of stability, which is based on something deeper, something which transcends ever-changing circumstances and ever new hostile conditions. Now that sense of makom is ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Makom Shel Olam. On another level, it is the Makom Mikdash, the fact that a Jewish people, even though we are in Galus, wandering from place to place, we still maintain this connection to that most sacred place, the Beis HaMikdash. We feel it is still our place in our mind's eye, and in the internal imagination of the Jewish people, we think of a Beis HaMikdash, and this gives us a sense of secure familiarity. The Jewish consciousness has a familiarity with Makom Mikdash, with Avodah, and everything it represents. That's our Makom, however far or distant we might be geographically from it. So we have all these powerful expressions of Makom. That's what gives us a sense of space, Makom Milashim Kiyam, quite literally. And hence I think the Pasuk says in explicit visceral language, Vayivka b'makom, Yaakov encountered the concept of Makom itself. On his way running into Galus, Yaakov came in contact with this idea, this reality. I have a Makom. I have a space. I have a sense of stability and security. And not only me, but my children for all time when they are running into Golis. They will have a sense of Makom, a sense of space. Ultimately in the Makom, the Ribono Shel Olam. But likewise in other expressions of our Yiddishkeit, whether a Beis HaMikdash or whether a Torah, other enduring, stabilizers, which tether us to something which lasts, something which gives us a bedrock comfort and security wherever we might find ourselves. And this is what we take with us, Vayivka b'makom. All of us face unpredictable circumstances, at times hostile conditions. And in terms of physical security, it's actually a little of a delusion. It doesn't exist. We don't know my Yule at Yom. No relationship is truly stable, let's be honest. No Parnassa is truly stable. No one's health is truly stable. But there is one stability we have, and that is a sense of Makom on a neshama level. Whatever it is which gives us a sense of deep inner security, which on the deepest level is Hashem as Makom Shalom. And that is really all we need. Therein lies the deepest succor, the deepest security, and that which gives us the resilience to deal with this conundrum called Olam Hazah, life in this world. Vayivka b'makom. Yaakov encountered the very concept of safe space.